USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Joe Biden both held town halls Thursday, the president holding one in Miami. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden in Philadelphia talking about court packing.
I have not been a fan of court packing because I think it just generates what will happen. Whoever wins, it just keeps moving in a way that is inconsistent with what is going to be manageable.
So you're still not a fan?
Well, I'm not a fan. I then say it depends on how this turns out, not how he wins, but how it's handled.
That audio, courtesy of ABC, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have the votes to confirm Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett later this month. The Kentucky Republicans saying she'll come out of committee next Thursday and will go to the floor for a vote on the 23rd and stay until we finish. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook or on Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you. But you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.